This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Grand Junction could ban tents in city parks. City Council is meeting tonight to discuss the changes to park rules that would prohibit structures or enclosures without a permit. Overnight camping is already banned in the city, except when shelters are full. The change would apply to the use of tents during daytime hours. Last fall, Grand Junction closed a park near downtown where many unhoused people gathered. The Martin Luther King Jr. Monument in Denver City Park has been vandalized. A plaque honoring black veterans and a torch were stolen from the site. Denver police are investigating. A Denver restaurant is asking for help after its Michelin award was stolen. CPR's Paolo Shalsida reports.
Hey Kiddo in Denver's Berkeley neighborhood was closed for President's Day, but when they reopened Tuesday, the inscribed plaque they received from the famed Michelin guide was gone. Hey Kiddo wasn't one of the Denver eateries presented a coveted Michelin star last year, but its inclusion in the French Food Guide was still a major milestone. They say they just want the award back, no questions asked. They even offered to have a drink with the culprit. I'm Paolo Shalsida, CPR News.
The leader of Colorado's Office of Gun Violence Prevention announced his resignation this week. Jonathan McMillan didn't specify why he's leaving or what he'll do next, but he said it was a difficult decision. He was the first director of the recently created office. That office distributes grants, it coordinates research, and runs public health campaigns against gun violence. Thanks so much for listening to CPR News.